It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad you could join us. It is coming up to holidays. Believe it or not, the holidays are right around the corner, and we've got a great guest here to talk about kind of a holiday event that we look forward to in this area each and every year. Phyllis Spear is here with the Buford Volunteer Fire Department Auxiliary, and it's time once again for you guys' huge holiday bake sale.
Well, it is. It's a bazaar and bake sale, and I am just astounded at the number of wonderful bakers we have in our community and the talented people that make crafts for it.
Yes.
It's amazing. And I'm telling you, they carry those baked goods out by the armloads.
Yeah. They've been brought to me before.
Oh, great.
And I always
yeah.
appreciate it. Now, you know, being a person who's trying to watch what I eat, diabetic, it's so tempting. But you know, you can have a few goodies. It's the holidays after all. But I know that they also make some sugar-free goodies.
They do. We have people mm-hmm. in the community that make it on all our events. You know, they come up with these sugar-free desserts. And
they're wonderful.
Oh, it's just amazing. And homemade breads.
Yes.
And cakes and pies. And not to mention the crafts. You know, we have so many handmade crafts. And holiday decorations, wreaths, pot holders, little gifts. Big gifts, it just depends on what you're looking for.
Exactly. And we can always use those hostess gifts because
Absolutely.
We're invited so many places, whether it's to the neighbor's house. Listen, if you're not a baker, here's another take a tip from somebody who doesn't bake, me.
Yeah.
I go to these, I buy the baked goods.
Yes.
I put a ribbon on them and I give them to the neighbors. I don't tell them I baked it because they know better, but it's a wonderful gift.
Oh, it's absolutely a wonderful gift. And you know, any time you go someplace, you want to take some little special thing to a hostess.
That's the way I was raised. I know you were raised the same way.
Oh, yes.
You never enter a house empty-handed.
Exactly right.
And the way I am, I never let a guest leave empty-handed. So there you go. Buy one to give to friends. Buy one to take with you
Absolutely.
When you go.
Absolutely. I don't think I do that and know that. But Kim, that's a great idea.
My grandma had a chair, and we called it the to-go chair, and it was right by the front door.
Uh-huh.
And she would pile up things that she wanted you to take with you when you left. So I have a to-go chair in my...
Oh, you do? Well,
sure.
I may start a to-go chair because I'm pretty bad about sending
to-go chair.
You know, canned goods or something home with someone. Yeah.
There you go. So you do have a lot of crafters, too. I didn't want to kind of step over the bazaar. That's become huge. It's become bigger than the bake sale, really.
People just love homemade items, and they don't seem to get them anymore. You know, made locally, made with love, made with care, and to share their little expertise. And we have some of the people in our community are just so talented.
Gifted people.
They
really
are.
Do.
And they don't really get to show that off. And one of the wonderful things, Kim, about this particular event is all the items are donated. So every penny that is spent at our bazaar and bake sale goes to the fire department.
For equipment and all
yes.
their needs.
Yes.
Let's touch on that really briefly, Phyllis. You and I both know that getting volunteers it's just becoming more and more difficult.
It is.
Especially for our volunteer fire departments. So I want to give a plug out there to the Buford Volunteer Fire Department, one of the best around. They're all great, but this is one of the best around.
Right.
And they can always use your help. If you can volunteer either in the auxiliary, helping raise money.
Exactly.
Or for the fire department itself, I know that they are in need of people who can help.
And we have a wonderful fire chief. Will Seifert is our fire chief, and he is really...
He's great.
Our firemen are getting such excellent training now. You know, they're really getting, and we're getting some younger ones to get involved and come on.
That's
and we're
great.
Really proud of that. But you never have enough. And
Mm-mm.
these people are actually putting their lives on the line. You know, you don't think too much about your volunteer fire department until you need them.
Exactly.
For anything.
Such a good point.
And those people are donating. They have training nights twice a month that they give up their time in the evenings at home with their families, and they go to these training trainings, and we are just so proud of them, and we want to help them all we can.
They're
and
there when that alarm goes off.
Exactly.
They are there for you, for their neighbors, for their community, and we need to be there for them.
That's exactly right, and we need to provide them with everything that we can to make their job easier, because they're doing their job for us.
Absolutely. That's what the Holiday Bazaar and Bake Sale is all
it's
about.
It's totally
That's
what
these
it's
auxiliary
about.
Groups are about, and it's not just women. Men are part of the auxiliaries,
too. Oh, absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. We have a woodworker that brings some of his turned things to sell, and he donates them.
That's wonderful.
To sell, and they're gorgeous pieces of art.
That's wonderful. I wonder if it's the same gentleman I know. He made me a Christmas ornament last year.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yep. He'll have some more this year.
A treasure. I absolutely treasure
they're
it.
They're gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're incredible works of art, these little wooden ornaments. Mine is a square with a ball inside.
Inside. I know,
you know
he
what I'm
does
talking
that.
About.
Absolutely. We'll give Joe a plug.
Yes.
Come out and see his
He's
come
great.
Out and see his work because it's gorgeous.
Yeah, and besides that, again, we have to go back to all those goodies. You know, pies are freezeable. I know this.
Absolutely. you know that from experience.
I know
experience.
This from experience.
Yes.
Again, I don't bake. I go and buy.
Yeah.
So tell everyone where this is, when, what time, all that good information.
It's November 17th from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. It's at the Buford Volunteer Fire Department Station 4, which is out off of 201 South.
Mm-hmm.
From the bypass, you go almost 4 miles. I think it's 3.9 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You turn left on County Road 614, and you're just a block right. You'll see the
You'll
fire
see the
department there.
On
yeah,
the
it's
left.
On the left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we would love to have everyone come and look and sample. We'll have some samples for you to taste.
Always good.
And we'll have coffee and hot cider for you to taste while you're looking around. And we do appreciate everyone who comes out and supports, you know, our fire department, whether they're from our community or not. And I want to give a special thanks to all the men and women who contribute the items to be sold.
Absolutely.
Because without them, we couldn't do it.
Absolutely. I tell everybody, get out there. It is a great bazaar and bake sale. One of the best in the area, I'm telling
you. Thank you.
And that is November 17th from 9 to 5 p.m. at the Buford Volunteer Fire Department Fire Station Number 4, County Road 614. You can look it up online. It's easy to find. Phyllis Spear, thank you as usual. You know, bless your heart for all you do, and a happy Thanksgiving to you.
And Kim, thank you. We appreciate so much
having
us on your show to promote our event.
Anytime. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there, and I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.